O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 9. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to We Believe in the Name by Isaac Wardell, Liz Weiss, Orlando Palmer, and Paul Zach. The jazzy percussion and vocals establish a minor mode. The chorus then transforms into a brighter major key with full vocal harmonies. The transition amplifies from the verse's text that focus on believing to a statement of God's name with a full assurance of who God is and what he can do for us.
We believe in the saving power, in the saving power of the name. We believe in the saving power, in the saving power of the name. We believe in the saving power, in the saving power of the name. We believe in the saving power, in the saving power. We believe in the healing power, in the healing power of the name. We believe in the healing power, in the healing power of the name. His name is justice, a mighty fortress, a bone.
Isaiah 42, verses 1 through 9. This is my servant. I strengthen him. This is my chosen one. I delight in him. I've put my spirit on him. He will bring justice to the nations. He will not cry out or shout or make his voice heard in the streets. He will not break a bruised reed, and he will not put out a smoldering wick. He will faithfully bring justice. He will not grow weak or be discouraged until he has established justice on the earth. The coasts and islands will wait for his instruction. This is what God, the Lord, says, who created the heavens and stretched them out, who spread out the earth and what comes from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. I am the Lord. I have called you for a righteous purpose, and I will hold you by your hand. I will watch over you, and I will appoint you to be a covenant for the people and a light to the nations, in order to open blind eyes, to bring out prisoners from the dungeon and those sitting in darkness from the prison house. I am the Lord, that is my name, and I will not give my glory to another or my praise to idols. The past events have indeed happened. Now I declare new events. I announce them to you before they occur. When you think of someone who comes to bring justice, what comes to your mind? I think I've been conditioned to think of superhero types, likely because of the proliferation of Marvel movies, vigilantes, often with special powers, who take the law into their own hands because the system is failing in some capacity. And while many of these heroes are opposed to killing in their quest for justice, none of them seem opposed to violence. Contrast that image with what we see here in this passage. Isaiah 42 is the first of four servant songs, fulfilled ultimately by Jesus. This servant would come and bring justice to the nations, but he wouldn't do so by donning a superhero costume and beating up bad guys. Instead, he would demonstrate what true righteousness looks like with his perfect life and allow the justice that we deserve to fall on him. The one who wouldn't break a bruised reed or quench a burning wick would allow himself to be broken for you. Instead of throwing us lawbreakers into prison, he frees us from the dungeon of sin and death. Why? Because of his love and grace. Friends, I don't know what you're going through today. I don't know your particular struggles as you're listening to this, but I can assure you that no matter what you are facing, you're not alone in it. Our gentle Savior, Jesus, cares so much about our trials. He was willing to take on flesh and face the ultimate trial on our behalf. The servant who came is Emmanuel, God with us, and he is with you in whatever you face today. Let's close now with this old Anglican prayer. Father, what we know not, teach us. What we have not, give us. What we are not, make us. For the sake of your Son, our Savior. Amen.